So, but if my samitzvah it is, if in my samitzvah it is, some mele, it's a prerequisite in kiyumah mitzvah. But in doing averes, it's not a prerequisite. I mean, one has to give his consent to the averes. Averes is averes. In kiyumah mitzvah, so consent is a prerequisite. If he doesn't want to be mekayim mitzvah, he's not mekayim. But that is if he's eider. That's the first by Reb Chaim, and Halachas Eliyahu mentions that first. Now, so that means that if mitzvah is Halachas Kavoneh, so then without Kavoneh, it's not even a nice mitzvah. Teisves doesn't say like that. Because Teisves says, so he says, Afal Gavdi, Ika mitzvah mocheh, Elinofikel betibushene achamatzeh, Mieles habroche shebira betibushene, Bitibusheni, Miacha Shochal Menu Miat Bitibush. So Teisves says the contrary. To the contrary. Because Teisves says that Mide the Hada Birka Shefer, the Mivorah Hatkiz, the Yeshive, Umiela's Brochel Tkish of Amid. So that in itself is a big power. Teisves says that the Yikar, Shein Yikar, the tkiyas of the Amida is the Ikar. Is that true? I mean, what is the Raisa? What is the Rabbanon? So, the Raisa, according to most Rishonim, the Raisa is only to hear the Shofar. Tkiyo, Tvuo, Tkiyo, three times. So, we have the Shofar, what's Knuchen, Gona, Chiluyo, all together. So we have to blow Tashrat, Tashatarat. But in the Raisa, according to most Rishonim, we are only in the Fuyat, to blow tkiyas, tashrat, tarat, tashrat, tarat, not to say al sidra brochas. Sidra brochas, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva, the Ramban, say in Rosh Hashanah, that that's only midra brochas, al sidra brochas. However, Rashi Shite, in Rosh Hashanah is that al sidra brochas is the rice. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, that from it is, as the kashe, as the kashe from the Gemara, the Braise, the end of Rosh Hashanah, Shte Ayores. In one Ayore, they say, Bitzibu, the Malchi is a Chenius and Shefris. Another town, and so they blow the shofar, and they don't say, Malchi is a Chenius and Shefris. He cannot be Mikhaim both, so the Braise says, he should go to the town where they blow the shofar, and not hear Malchi Zechen Shifres, because that's the Raisa and that's the Rabbanon. That's the Raisa Rabbanon. So how can Rashi say that Malchi Zechen Shifres is the Raisa? So that's not a kashe against Rashi. Because the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Malchi Zechen Shifres. So the Ritva and the Ramban say it's an asmachti. The Ramban Chumash also mentions Rashi Shita is the Raisa, so the Ramban Chumash also has the Kashi against Rashi. Rashi and Chumash says is the Raisa, so that Malchi is the Chenshiv is the Raisa. So the Ramban is Masik and Rashi, Ramban and Chumash, and from this Gemara, but it's not a Sogi against Rashi, because Rashi Shita is the Raisa, together with the blowing of the shofar, then it's the rice. But just to say Malchi is a chini, a shefer is by itself, not with shefer, is not the rice, that's only the rabbon. Here there are two towns. In one town they say Malchi is a chini, a shefer is, but they don't blow the shofar, in the other town they blow the shofar. So he will only be mekayem the rabbon. When does Rashi say is midraise, now with the tkiyas of shofar, I'll say the aporches is the raise. But without shofar, so then the saying of Malchi Zecheni Shefres is only midrabron. But according to Rashi, so to hear the shofar, I'll say the aporches, that's midraise. So apparently, taste the shite here is not like the Ramban shite. And not like the Ritva Shite, but it's like Rashi Shite and Rosh Hashanah. So that's why he mentions the Dinyan, Midi Dehaba Birka Shefer, Dimvorech Hatkiz, the Yeshiveh, Umeeles Brochel Hatkiz, Shebamideh, Sheinikah! according to the Ramban and the Rishvot, that's Iker Chas Risholem. How is that Iker? Iker is the broches of the yeshiva, the Nizmikayim de Raise. And then, later on, it's only the Rabbonon. But Rashi, Teisve says that Iker, so apparently, Teisve Sia conforms the Shit of Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and to the Shit of Rashi and Chumash, not to the Shit of the Ramban and the Ritva. But over there, even though there is Iker, that Tkias the Yeshiva is Iker, because then he'll be Mikayim the full mitzvah, the Tkias the Mumen. But he has a Kiyum of Mumen also. You see that the Brayse saying Shtei Ayores, in one Ayoro they just blow the shofar, just kill the Miyushev, and the other Ayoro they just daven, so he has to go to the Ayoro and hear that kills the Miyushev without the Brachas. So it's Iker, but there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah L'chol HaPoches of kills the Miyushev, even not also the Brachas. So what is the dimyan? Here, if Mitzvah Reskavoni was not Mikhaim the Mitzvah, so it's not a dimyan gomo, but it's a dimyan ksas in Teisves. But one thing is clear, that Teisves rejects Reb Chaim's and Reb Eleprujiner's lomdes. Because according to Reb Chaim and Reb Eleprujiner, and that's based upon the Magnishnel Cheshofer, so the Mandoma who says Mitzvah Kavone without Kavone is like Misasik. Misasik does not involve a Maisa Mitzvah altogether. It's nothing. No Maisa Mitzvah. So apparently, Teisa Shiti is that even if we say Mitzvah Kavone, but Misasik it isn't. Misasik is not a Maisa Mitzvah. But if we say Mitzvah Kavone, it's a Chisong Dim Kima Mitzvah. And if he doesn't have kavone, he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah. Like when negative kavone, he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah b'al kocho. He cannot be mikayim the mitzvah without the proper motivation. But in maisa mitzvah it is. In maisa mitzvah it is. So mele there is a dimming tzas with shofar. But it's not analogous, because thereby shofar, the Ika mitzvah is Mikayim and Al-Sidra Abroches. But when he hears that Kiyas the Miyushev, he also has a Kiyum. So it's a partial Kiyum. Mashenkin here, until he has Kavone, he eats the second Chazeres. So he's not Mikayim, he has no Kiyum. But his Maisa mitzvah it is. He's only, it's a Chisom, the Kima mitzvah. But his Maisa mitzvah it is. So tasteless shit he is. That now, one is mechuya sweet, one kazai is more. And suppose he eats two kazai more, not one kazai is more. So both kazai, even though he only one kazai is necessary for the kima mitzvah, but if he eats two kazai more, so the second kazayis is also a maisa mitzvah. It's not that one kazayis is a maisa vishus. No. He's mechuyev. He can be eats in one kazayis, but if he eats two kazayis in, some mele, it's a long maisa mitzvah. Some mele, even though the first achille of the chazeres, he's not mekayim the mitzvahs yet, but the maisa mitzvah begins with the first achille. And so it's like shofar. It's a long Maisa mitzvah. It begins when he blows the Tkias the Miyushev, and he finishes it when he blows the Tkias the Mumet. So Mele, it's considered evil as your son, as long as he says the broche. As long as he says the broche prior to the beginning of the Maisa mitzvah, even though he's not the kind of mitzvahs yet. But one thing is clear, that according to Teisves, what Reb Chaim, Reb Eleprujiner say is not so. Is not so. But, so the question is, so then there is a raya from this Gemara in Eredin, so we have to say that Teisves here will accept the Girsa that is in our text. In other words, the Kashe of the Shergesaria is only to the Girsa of Moses Rishenim, but according to the Gilsa that is now a text that is rejected by Rashi and Moshe Rishenim, So then there is no kasha b'disha gesayi. So according to the Gilsa we have in our text, so we can say that mitzvah kavone is not a chisong the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's only a chisong in the kiyama mitzvah, but the ma'aseh mitzvah it is. So mele teisves will have to accept the Gilsa that we have in our text. But most rishonim reject the Gilsa that is in our text. So then they cannot agree with Tesis. She said the pshatim of his days, le'acha shemile ekreise, even though he's mekayim the mitzvah with the second achille. But the first achille is also a ma'aseh mitzvah. So it's, to a certain extent, it is similar to the broche of Lishmiya Kol Shofar, that one recites before he blows the tkiyas the miyushev, even though the ika mitzvah is mekayim with the tkiyas nume. Because the ma'aseh mitzvah starts with the first achille. But according to most Rishonim who reject the Gilsa in our text, they couldn't say that, because without kavanah it's not even a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's like filling up the keres with potatoes. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So how can he say la'acha shemile krisa imenu chizem baruch alao? Now the Ramban and the Ran, they explain the Gemara differently. Of course the Baal HaMoya explains the Gemara differently, because the Baal HaMoya, Rabbi Goyin, the Rashbo, the Ro, they say that Rav Chizde holds, that mitzvahs in Tzuras Chavone. So then the Gemara is not difficult altogether. But that's only this Rishonim. But the other Rishonim agree with Tesis, that Rav Chizde agrees with the Rish Lakish that mitzvahs in Tzuras Chavone. Still he says, La'acha shemile krisa imenu chizam vorcha leho. So what's the pshat of the Ramban and Mohammed in our Gemara? He says, he mentions a very remarkable pshat, it's true. The Rav Chizde agrees with Rish Lakish that mitzvahs in Tzuras Chavone. But why, since mitzvahs in Tzuras Chavone, so the presumption is that when a person eats the chazeres before he eats the matzeh, so the presumption is that he is not motivated by the kiyama mitzvah, because if he had been motivated by the kiyama mitzvah of achilas morer, so then he would eat it after the matzeh. After all, the Torah says al matzeh is umrerim yechlu, so the lechatchila is you can't eat morer before you eat matzeh. So minastam, we presume, a Jew wants to be mikayim v'lechatchil. That's only, if there is no raya, that he wants to be mikayim. But if a person will say, before the first achille, before he eats the first chazeres, the beginning of the Seder, long before he washes and he eats matzah, so he says the bracha, Baruch ato Adishem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Shom Tzeisov Vitzivono L'Achilas Morer. So what is the apparent thing? Why does he do it? In order to mekayim the mitzvah morer? Otherwise he wouldn't say L'Achilas Morer. He'll say L'Achilas Morer when he doesn't do it because of the kiyama mitzvah. So the machlekes between Rav Chizde and Ravuni is, and we have to say that the machlekes is Bisman Hazeh, not Bisman Habayis. Bisman Habayis, so Rav Chizde will agree with Ravuni. The Ramban doesn't spell it out, but we have to say that in Ramban. In other words, Bisman Habayis, when Morer was a chiyuv the raise al matzah so morerim yachlu, and there is lechatchila the raise. There is lechatchila the raise of first matzahs and then morer al matzah morerim yachlu, not morerim and matzahs yachlu. So the other is not naked, but there is lechatchila. So then Rav Chizde will agree that heichad leke elach ase. So then Rav Chizde will agree that Nikore Amore Abir Pri Adomo Biochil Philipseif Nibore Cholalachilas More Vochel. So then, what's Chafriz's objection? It doesn't look so nice. Chucha Vitlua, the Ramban uses it first. It looks, doesn't look so nice. It looks a little strange. Le'achash mili kreisei, all of a sudden it's dead lachlas. It looks kechucha vitlule. So what? So it looks kechucha vitlule. So because of that he should ignore il chatchila of the raise. But if he says lachlas morea at the very outset, then it means that he is mechab. And even if in his heart he'll say, he'll be thinking, no, I don't have kavane. So it's voluntary. If a person, that's what Ramban says, if a person eats at the beginning of the Seder, takes a kazayis mor, says, shon tzayis mor achilas mor, and he eats it. And then he tells everybody, oh, I'm recently doing it. He'll make an announcement, a public announcement, I didn't have kavanah to eat. So is voluntary in drawing. You by making the broche, you are mifarsen that you did, you are mechaben to mekayem mitzvah. Even if in your heart you had the intention not to mekayem. So it's not recognized. It's voluntary. It's not. But the question is, why should Rav Chisda do it that way? In order it shouldn't look kechucha v'itlule. Because to say a broche after he was mimali the keres with moria, all of a sudden a person will keep on eating matzah, matzah, matzah. Then after he finished eating, ten zeisi matzah, shon zeisi matzah, one achilas matzah. It looks, it doesn't look nice. So he says, so since Bisman hazeh, the whole mitzvah of Mor is a drabbanon. Al chaskamo v'chamo del chatchile of al matzah sumerim is drabbanon. So in order that it shouldn't look kechucha v'itlule, so the better approach is to ignore the drabbanon del chatchile of al matzah sumerim. In order he shouldn't say the broche al achilas more al achash miles kreis. But the reason as to why he can do it, because if he says at the very outset al achilas morea, so then he is mechab. And even if in his heart he will have the intention not mekayem mitzvah, so it's loven shebalev. So then he will have kavanah, so he will be mekayem the mitzvah. So maybe it will be evil as yosel. But then we say that he doesn't have the kavanah, so that's only when he didn't at the very outset say al achilas morea. He didn't at the very outset say al achilas morea. So then we stay without kavanah. Presumption is mashin kein if he befeiresh says al achilas morea before the first achile, then he has kavanah. So what does he ignore? He ignores, according to the Ramban, the lechatchila of the Rabbanon. So because of it shouldn't look that the saying of the broche kechucha v'itlule la'ach ha'shemile yiskreisei, so we can ignore that the Rabbanon lechatchila or matzis umreirim b'zman hazeh, but in Echanami b'zman habayis, Rav Chisda will agree with Rabboni. That he makes the bracha of achilas morea before the second achile, not before the first achile. This is the Ramban shite, and that's probably the shite of the Ran also, except that the Ran doesn't spell it out. But when one goes over the Ramban Mohammed, so it's only reasonable that the Ran follows the same pshat. Okay, right. I'm sorry.
Connection with these days to our master, two things that are important. First of all, from places here, it's mashma that the Ika Kima Mitzvah takes place with the Kies Dinum. And that's not like the Shita of the Ramban, and not like the Shita of the Ritva. That's like the Shita of Rash, in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara learns out Malachi is a failure, and Shaper is from Sufik. So Rashi Shaper is the Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi, all over in Rosh Hashanah, mentions Malachi, mentions the Kies of Tashrab, Shatarat. He always emphasizes Malachi is a failure, and Shaper. And Rashi Gumesh mentioned that. In Kashemeya, that is neither eyes to blow the shofar on Siddhar Borges, Malchus. The Ramban in Gumesh and the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah are both Chelik and Rashi. And the Rashi in Gumesh and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, and the Eskikashi against Rashi from the price at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Shtea Yoris, Yachas, Mistawari, Tzibur, all of these are finished shapers, but we don't blow the shofar. And the other idea, we blow the shofar, but the anachmist power now of these are finished shapers. So the halacha is, if you could have to go to the idea, where the obedience of the shofar, even though you're not here, Malachi is a finished shaper, it's the tzibur. But according to Rashi, so there's the rise. And the Gemara says, because when is it a Raisa, when is it a Raisa? So there's a very simple parallel. Because Rashi Shita is that when is it a Raisa, if it is coupled, we hear show. Then there is a Raisa. But when the Ayoro, when they say, Rabbi, Malchi is a Chene, Shefe, see what the W.A. show, but then there is no Mitzvah Reise, only Mitzvah Rabbana. But here the Yushet, not also the Abrochers, is not there, doesn't constitute the whole of Mitzvah, but the partial Mitzvah is. So that's why he has to go to that Yoroh, where the road is over, so have the partial Kim the Reise. Mashiach, if he goes to that Yoroh, the Navnale will have no Kim the Reise, will only have the Kim Mitzvah Rabbana. But in order to fulfill the whole mitzvah that I say, he must hear the shofar and say the abhorrence. So I think the taste of Shite is like Rashi, not like the Ramban, not like the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why he mentions the Dinyan. It's not a complete analogy, but there is a Ktzas Dinyan. Needed to have a beer cachet, the Mugorah of Kiev, the Yeshiva, whom Yellis Brocher and Kiev Shebamide, Sheinika, the Nazis, I'll see the Brochers. So the question is, what kind of a union is in Sardinia? Over there, even assuming that if Taisa Shite is like the Ramban, then Taisa doesn't even make sense. How can Taisa say, some needed to have that bit of a shape of the Borah Hakir, the Yeshiva, when the other is Borah Hakir, Shemamide, Sheinikya? How can Taisa say Sheinikya? Midrash say it's nothing at all. Only Rabbanon. But if we say that taste of sheep is like Rashi, information like Rashi, then it makes sense. It's not a complete analogy, but it makes sense. Why? In a way, because over there, when he hears the sheep that he killed in Yushe, he's only Mikhail Tzas of the Mitzvah. He's not Mikhail the whole Mitzvah. When we are in kind homes there, only in Kesha Bamide, and in Kesha Bamide. And as a matter of fact, suppose he will just hear the shofar of Kesha Bamide without hearing the children you said, so it will be the kind of whole mitzvah. So melee, the tears that we day is the ikar, because he, by hearing the tears that we day will be the kind of whole mitzvah, and by hearing the tears that you said, without the tears that we day will only be the kind of ksas of the mitzvah. Still, he says the bracha before the tears that you said, because since the mitzvah lasts for a long time and begins with the kid in Yushet, some melee tzidah as yosef. Some melee takes this, extends this loss. Of course, it's an extension of one. Here, the kid in Yushet does not begin to take place with the first Achil of Chazar, because he has no kavon. But this Mishita is not like the way that Chaim and Rabbi Lefkuzhener say in, to answer the Tureb and Skash. They say it in the Rishayim who accept Rashi's answer and who reject the original answer. But this is apparently will accept this year, will accept the original answer. That's the answer that is now text in Eirah. So maybe there is no hechver that without kavone comes the more and Oma Mishas in Spurs kavone. So it's no maisa mitzvah. It is maisa mitzvah. So this is the news that even without kavone, so in maisa mitzvah it is. But it cannot be the kind of mitzvah without kavone. It's not like misasik the way the Mother Mishnah. My Sasek is no my Samitsu altogether, but the Mitzvah without Kavone is a my Samitsu. But it's the Akiv the Kirman Mitzvah. It's not the Kirman Mitzvah. The Mele, according to the original Gyrse, there's nothing to do about this. Only the Gyrse, the Tlashe, adapts. So there is an equation between Kavone being a prerequisite for the Kirman Mitzvah, and one pair of film and Kavone being a prerequisite for the Aveira of Valtesi for two pairs of film. That's only true to the new Gyrse that Rashi doubts. But according to the original Gyrse, there is no equation. On the contrary, there is no equation. It's naked. Why? Because according to the original Gyrse, so Kavone is only the Akif Nekima Mitzvah. It's not a from the Maisa Mitzvah. It's the Akif Nekima Mitzvah. Some Melech, but the Maisa Mitzvah it is. But it's not the kind of Mitzvah. Since the Maisa Mitzvah it is, some Melech, when he eats one Achil at the beginning of the Seder, and then now later, he eats another achille, another kazayis of chazeres. Then it means that once he eats a second kazayis, an hour later, so it is retroactively determined that the maisa mitzvah started with first kazayis, and it is considered as if he had swallowed two zaysim at the same time. Suppose a person swallows two days in the same time. Can you say one kazayis is mikan mitzvah, one kazayis is in maisa mitzvah, and other kazayis in maisa mitzvah? Now, if he eats two days in, so is mikan the mitzvah with both days in. So here too, since in maisa mitzvah it is the first kazayis at the beginning of the same time. But he wasn't mikan with that. So maybe it's in the last yoson, if he says it broche, if he says the bracha before the first kazayis, because he might. So Tzitzis mentions an analogy with Shefa, but it's not a real dinyan to Shefa. There, so there is a parsha of Kinyan Mitzvah with the Tzitzis and Yushet. Here, until the second Achille is made, so then there is no Kinyan Mitzvah altogether. But once the second Achille is made with Kavone,
then everything is considered like an achila avichte, and everything is a maizamitz. That's the issue. Of course, it's a big figure. But that is a shita, so it makes sense. Otherwise, this doesn't make sense. Now, Mashein Kein, the Ramban says, the Pshat in Gimor, of course, the Baramoye, Rabbi Cohen, I mean, the Rajibor, the whole, they say the Trapfiz, the Israelikan and Shlofish, and he holds this is a trouble. But the other Shein, who agree with this, the Trapfiz, they also agree with the Shlofish, but the Ramban and the Ran, I mean, the Ran doesn't spell it out, but the Ramban will have to spell it out. So the Ramban says, the Peirish, that while Rachizde agrees with the Shlokish, with the Spirit of Rabboni, some Mele, Minastam may say, is the first Achille. So there is no Kabbalah. There is an Indian in the Muchach, there is no Kabbalah. Why is there an Indian in the Muchach? Because the Achille, he has to eat it. Efer Matzal, Matzal, Reyan Yoko, not before the Muchach. So if he doesn't say anything, then it is presumed that he's not his heart. So even with Klakishmai is Gaia that in his heart he wasn't his heart, it's not considered heart. Mashain Kei, don't say Al-Achilas Noah before the first Achilas. So on the contrary, so it is apparent to every observer that he has covered, otherwise why do you say Al-Achilas Noah? Some melee, the proper thing is lechatchila to say lachilas mora. So then you have davening. So we'll be answered. But that will be, will negate the kiyuma mitzvah of lechatchila of matzis umreir yechul, not umreir is umatzis yechul. So, Tzori Lachman, bizman atayis rafkiz, they didn't tell him that because of Acha Shemile Kvisei, Chesam in Baruch Alel, so it looks like Chukri Tule, as the Ramban says, because of that, so he should ignore, he should forego, and the Chachila, the Rai said, that's not Shaya. But, Bizman Azeh, so there is no the Rai over there, only the Rabbanon. And as far as the Yemet of the Rabbanon is concerned, so it will not be Yati, so lonely, you only neglect a lechatchila with the Rabbanon. So because of the la'achash milis priest, because it will look that the takonis hachomim kechukha yidule, I mean, it will look a little ridiculous. I mean, he said, he's made, he already filled up in the train say, with morer, and then all of a sudden he states, alachias mor. So it looks a little, it looks a little kechukh vipule, a little ridiculous. So because of that, so it is all right to forego and lechatchila of the Rabbanon. But this some mele, but here we cannot say it's a mohal batol, it's not a mohal batol. Because since he does say lachas more, then he has kabon. Why should he have kabon it? Or the other not, if there hadn't been any good reason. And this man abides, there isn't a sufficient reason to forego on the Anil Chathil of the Raisa. But, Bismana Zeh, when it's only Rabbanon, so the time of that it will look, Chukhali, Vule, Lachash, Mule, Esprisei, to say the Bruach, Lach, 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 so he can forego on the Chathil of the Rabbanon. And maybe he will ignore the Chathil of the Rabbanon, Bismana Zeh. This is how the Ramban explain. Now, all right. The Gemara says, "Bisuri ha'ke kerabune, irab sheishes dred rabbi Yeshua odik kerabchizde, yukhesek avosi kerabchizde." So the Baramoya says, and there's the Shita Rabbi Goyim and the Rashbo and the Ro, they all pass in the nearly all she mentions of the Shita, but in the nearly it's one Shita, it's not one Shita. The Baramoya is the only Shita. But this is the Shita of Rabbi Goyim.
So Rabbi Gurion is the Kadmi who passes that like the Mandoma means the same Sfiras Katole, and the same sheet is by Balamoya, by the Rashbo, the Raw and the Mirimis. But all the other similarities, because they hold that Chafriz there holds Mitzvahs Ein Sfiras Kavone, because if Chafriz there had held Mitzvahs Sfiras Kavone, how could Chafriz say, Le'acha Shemiel Krem Se'i Menu Chizem Udol Hala? But the other Rishayim, they say, like Tensis, that Chafriz there agrees with Rabune, that Halacha is Mitzvahs Sfiras Kavone. But still, he says the broche, achilas more before the first achille. So according to Tosfos, even though mitzvahs is sfiras kavone, and he was not in kind of mitzvah, but he still in maisa mitzvah, he was not in kind of mitzvah because he didn't have kavone. But in maisa mitzvah, it is a male, it's still evil as yosef. It's still evil as yosef, because evil as yosef means evil to the maisa mitzvah, not evil to the kirma mitzvah. Even though there is a long time, several hours will intervene between the broche and the kirma mitzvah, but as long as it precedes, it immediately precedes the Maisa Mitzvah, so it's considered the Elasiosa. The Maisa Mitzvah begins with the first Hazaras. The Kirna Mitzvah takes place with the second Hazaras. So in the Elah it's Elasiosa. And the Korint Rambam, because he has covered the Torah. So anyway, so most Vishenim on the basis of this Gemara, the Gemara says, the Piyuk has a Kavos in the Rav Chizdeh, so they pass him that Mitzvah Sfer has covered. Rabach and Great Rabbe, it's a matter of fact, even though those Rishonim passed on like that, but the Mechaber and the Avor, in all being, in the Yeshiva, in the Matzah, in the everything, they passed on at least first of all. But in Yurchas Brochas, the Ligabi Brochas, the Mechaber has two Rishonim, Yei Shemrin, the Mitzvah Sfiras Kavone, the Yei Shemrin, the Mitzvah So why was the Mishne with Gabi Kroches? Because, in other words, the Mechaber, he doesn't pass in the Terasvada that Mitzvah is Rivas Kavan. So what the Terasokit, so maybe in regard to the Raises, so it's stated the Raises in the Chumre, Mashiach in Kroches is altogether the Rabbono. So maybe the Shasatcha, we can rely and the Shittes Hashem will pass in Mitzvahs. So because of that, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that Bishasat Chach, in regard, let's say, to Mitzvah the Rabbanon, let's say, Achilas Matzah, the second night of the Israel. So Bishasat Chach, we can rely, and he doesn't have, suppose, the 8th Kazayis Matzah, the second night. Without Kavanah. So he doesn't have to eat over again. Eat the first night, so speak it, the rice of the Chumra. But the second night, so the Shasat Chak, we rely on the Shittes of Rishayim, we pass the mitzvahs Ein Tzeres Kavanah. So the Shittes of Rishayim of mitzvahs Ein Tzeres Kavanah, even though the Rav Rishayim passed on the Mitzvahs Ein Tzeres Kavanah, but it's not the Shittes Tchoyim anymore. It is one of the Rishayimers in the Chokhano, we got before in Hilchas Vohas. So the Yuchas Kavos Rafriste, Rabachet Reit Rode, Mahadir Ashor Yerokis, Lafuki Napshe Mitruk. Oma Rabine, Oma Uli Nauzim Finyusu. Oma Rabine, Oma Uli Rab Mishar Shir, Reit Rab Nosen, Hoche Oma Arkiya, Mishmei Di Gemor. Now here, that's not here, Razov. That's here in America. There are a number of Yuchas. So that's here in America. Probably, I'm not a book in Jewish history, but it might be that this is the great grandson of Rabin HaKodesh, the one who was misaki the Kfiras HaMeadi, So that is the same hero. Maybe it's another hero, I don't know. So Omari, so Omar Abina, Omari Rabbi Shalashi, a great Rabbi Nosson, Hocha Omar Hira, and Shmedi Gemara. What do you mean, Shmedi Gemara? Gemara means Kabor. In other words, he was Mikabe. Leicha inish matze umorea behada hadodeh. Leicha, inish in the sphere of matze, this man had the rights, umorea de Rabbonon, he also umorea de Rabbonon, in Vatale. So, this man has a one cannot eat a matze umorea of the chair. We do it, but we do it after we eat matzah separately and we eat more separately. But to do it exclusively, we cannot do it with us. According to everything. Not only according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, but even according to Hillel, who his man Abayis was made to eat it out of the tree, so he says, Nish matzu more but adore the Eichel Nish in the Sfirolon Tzemachlekes Rabach Bayakov and Rove as to whether matzu is manazeh is the Raise or matzu is manazeh is the Rabbonon. More is certainly the Rabbonon. Because more is the Raise only when there is a Korban Pesach. When there is no Korban Pesach, so more is not the Raise. Now again, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Yerei. More of his manazeh, according to everybody, doesn't even have to be mentioned, is the Rabbanon. Because the mitzvah of more of the rice is only when there is a process. Our matzis and bread and yachlu. When there is a process, but when there is no process, there is no mitzvah of more. However, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Yerei. According to the Rambam, Morel is not the Raise, not only Bismarzeh, it's not the Raise. But even Bismarzeh, if somebody, let's say, was not after the contest, let's say, Tomei, Al-Fecheiko, so, he was not after the Pesach Mishnah. So then Morel was the Rabbah. Because Morel is the Raise only when he's after the contest. But when he's not after the contest, then Morel is the Rabbah. The more is the Rabbah. That's the Shittes Rabbah. In the Reim Shittes is not there. In the Reim Shittes is, Bisman Hazeh, when you call him Pesach, is not made, then there is no Chiyuv the Reis of more. But Bisman Abayis, when call him Pesach, was made. Except that particular person who was not marking call him Pesach. He was telling that the Chayko being persecution, so then he's in a clear peak moment. Most of them, I think, are religious. But Matze, there is a machlek, this Marashe, so there is a machlek between Rode and Rabach and Rehayako. Rode says that Matze, this Marashe, is the Raisi. Because more so you only have the Hossi, of Matzis and Rehen Yachlu, Matzis and Rehen Yachlu. Some male that's only is when I buy is when there is a problem Pesa, because Matzis and Rehen Yachlu, that's in Halais, or Rehen Yachlu in day, that has to do with problem Pesa, is when I buy it. Masha'in Jim Matze, so there is a possible there of different matzahs besides the possible of how much some rain you flew that is mentioned by the Sashemi and the possible can be a rain you flew which deals with this manabais when there is a problem Pesach. So there is a possible there of different matzahs. So the possible there of different matzahs is why is it in this manabais? But Rabachad Rav Yaakov says, no, that just as more is not in the Raise with Manazeh, so Matzeh is not in the Raise. Now there is an equation between Morel and Matzeh. We pass for like what? So he says, Hocha Mahir, Shemi Morel, Yelikrich Nishmatzu Morel Bada Adode Vinechel, Mishim Bistikal and Matzeh is Manazeh the Raise. Like what? Umorel the Rabbonon. Rosh and Mora, the Rabbonon, Battle, Matze, the Reis. But here, Mandoma Mitzvah say, the Battle is Erzu. Who is that Mandoma who says Mitzvah say, the Battle is Erzu? That's here. That's the Gemara, right? Right after this. And also the Gemara in Zvoche. Because, so, Battle, Mandoma Mitzvah say, the Battle is Erzu. Here, Master Mitzvah say, the Battle is Erzu. Because if we are to hold the whole the teaching about the Jesu, how would we care? So one mitzvah should be mevatel on the other mitzvah. So here necessarily must hold mitzvah in the battle of Jesu. Hanimura the reise, the reise, bisma abayis. So more was the reise, and matzah was the reise, and Pesach was the reise. Ab oi de rabbonon mi de rabbonon, where they are on the same level. Ab oi de reise oi de rabbonon, ose de rabbonon un vatel oi de reise. But, bismana se, so matzi is the reise, and more is the rabbonon. So on the reise level, so more is the shoes, on the reise. So mele, a bishus is the vatel oi de reise. And here, I mean, the rice are the more is the choose. So it's the battle of the rice. So, also the rabbono and battle of the rice. Now, here is a very difficult tomorrow, very difficult tomorrow. Man tanne di shamas le mitzvahs in the battle of the zoo. Here, I mean, I can make a confession. This tomorrow is, I had a lot of problems. Every time I learn this tomorrow, I have problems. Because it's very confusing. You have to delve into the shame in order not to become confused. It's very confusing. There are several shiddes of shame. So man tane di shamas le mitzvah say the battle is the zu hilali. The tanye ogo of al hilal shir kecham da sachas vehichon shenemar o matzis um reyon yichlu. Now, in the Haggadahs, so, in the ordinary Haggadahs, that are not so, not accurate,